Now read the instructions and the exercises for task two. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Welcome to our podcast, Getting Around. Today's episode will take you to Hamburg. Even if Hamburg did not make it into the top 10 cities for cyclists in 2022, as Amsterdam and Copenhagen did, Hamburg is making it easier for people now to hop on a bike to take in the charm of the city. Let's take a closer look at the Stadtrad bike sharing system. It was introduced in 2009 with 67 rental stations. In 2021, there were more than 250 rental stations with 3,100 bicycles. The goal is that by the end of 2025, the network will be even more expanded to over 350 stations. Today, this is the most widely used bike sharing system in Germany, with over 2.5 million uses per year. However, there are many bike users that still work from home or have bought a bike of their own for their daily journeys during the pandemic. E-scooters have also become very popular and easily available in the city. One of the great things about renting a bike is that it's a healthy way to explore the city. You don't have to wait for the bus or the train, and you never get stuck in traffic jams. The rental stations are also spread all over the city, so you can always find one when you need it. Most stations are in the city center or near underground stations, but there are also several located at the airport, in business districts, and in the residential quarters. The great thing about this system is that the first 30 minutes are free, and then, starting at the 31st minute, it's only 10 cents per minute. If you want to rent a bike, then you just need to create an account on the Stadtrad website. The first registration fee of 5 euros will be charged as credit, and then you download and register the Stadtrad app. After that, it only takes a moment to rent a bike. You select a bike, type its number into the app, tap the display on the handlebar, and press the red button to open the bike's lock. And then you can start pedaling away through the urban jungle. When you are done, you just return your bike to any bike station in the city area. In case you want to take a break, then you just tap Ride Pause Yes in the display. Isn't it easy? If you have any problems, you can just watch some of the videos on their website. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you tune in for our next episode of Getting Around. Welcome to our podcast, Getting Around. Today's episode will take you to Hamburg. Even if Hamburg did not make it into the top 10 cities for cyclists in 2022, as Amsterdam and Copenhagen did, Hamburg is making it easier for people now to hop on a bike to take in the charm of the city. Let's take a closer look at the Stadtrad bike sharing system. It was introduced in 2009 with 67 rental stations. In 2021, there were more than 250 rental stations with 3,100 bicycles. The goal is that by the end of 2025, the network will be even more expanded to over 350 stations. Today, this is the most widely used bike sharing system in Germany, with over 2.5 million uses per year. However, there are many bike users that still work from home or have bought a bike of their own for their daily journeys during the pandemic. E-scooters have also become very popular and easily available in the city. One of the great things about renting a bike is that it's a healthy way to explore the city. You don't have to wait for the bus or the train, and you never get stuck in traffic jams. The rental stations are also spread all over the city, so you can always find one when you need it. Most stations are in the city centre or near underground stations, but there are also several located at the airport, in business districts, and in the residential quarters. The great thing about this system is that the first 30 minutes are free, and then, starting at the 31st minute, it's only 10 cents per minute. If you want to rent a bike, then you just need to create an account on the Stadtrat website. The first registration fee of 5 euros will be charged as credit, and then you download and register the Stadtrat app. After that, it only takes a moment to rent a bike. You select a bike, type its number into the app, tap the display on the handlebar, and press the red button to open the bike's lock. And then you can start pedaling away through the urban jungle. When you are done, you just return your bike to any bike station in the city area. In case you want to take a break, then you just tap Ride Pause Yes in the display. Isn't it easy? If you have any problems, you can just watch some of the videos on their website. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you tune in for our next episode of Getting Around.
This is the end of the task.